A small group leader hears a young woman say, "The church only talks about sin, but my professor says the real issue is power. Everything is power. Gender is power. Family is power. Religion is power." The leader feels defensive, but film ministry skills teaches us not to panic. We listen, discern, and compare carefully. Marxist and social analysis frameworks often notice class, economics, power, oppression, and systems. Postmodern approaches often notice language, stories, labels, and suspicion toward claims of universal truth. Feminist theories often notice ways women have been ignored, misused, or reduced. Identity-based frameworks often notice how people seek belonging, recognition, and dignity. These concerns should not be dismissed lightly. The Bible cares about justice, truthful speech, oppression, dignity, male and female embodiment, and the protection of the vulnerable. Micah 6:8 says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. What does Yahweh require of you but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?" But Christian leaders must ask the Clauser question, what is being treated as ultimate? If power becomes ultimate, every relationship becomes suspicion. If language becomes ultimate, creation can seem unstable. If social identity becomes ultimate, the person may be reduced to group location. If personal identity becomes ultimate, the self becomes its own creator. Do Word helps us notice that these frameworks often highlight real aspects, the social, economic, lingual, juridical, ethical, and faith aspects. But when one aspect dominates, the person is flattened. This matters especially in conversations about gender. Christian leaders should not reduce manhood and womanhood to stereotypes, power struggles, feelings, or social labels. At the same time, we must not detach identity from the body God created. Male and female are not cold assignments or cultural accidents. They are created realities, meaningful gifts, and embodied callings before God. Ministry Sciences observes that people need dignity, safety, truthful naming, and belonging. But the gospel gives more than recognition. In Christ, people receive a new creation identity, forgiveness, adoption, holiness, and hope. A wise leader might say, "You are naming something important. Power can be misused. Words can wound. Women and men can be reduced. But no created thing is big enough to become God." Let's bring this whole question before Christ. What helps is courage with tenderness. What harms is either surrendering biblical truth or using biblical truth without love. The takeaway is this: Christian leaders can name injustice without making power ultimate, honor embodiment without reducing people, and speak truth without mockery.